West Georgia's first news on this Wednesday from the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 newsroom. I'm Colin Worthington reporting. Well, Bremen City School Superintendent Shannon Christian this week says the Governor's Office of Student Achievement erroneously listed Jones Elementary as a public school where test scores are in the bottom 25% of the state. That list of schools was released November 27th to show which schools fulfill the Promise Act under Senate Bill 233. The Promise Act program would let qualifying families with students attending the schools listed use up to $6,500 of public money for education expenses, including private school tuition. Christian challenged the GOSA's findings that Jones Elementary was among the bottom 25% in the state. GOSA acknowledged its mistake, and on Tuesday, Jones Elementary was removed from the official list. In Carroll County, students attending five schools remain in the running for the scholarships: Bowden High School, Mount Zion Middle School, Sharp Creek Elementary School, Temple Middle School, and Villarica Middle School in the Carroll County District. In addition to residency requirements, families will have to qualify based on need. Those earning less than 400% of the federal poverty level, or about $124,000 annually for a family of four, will receive priority. The Harrelson County Board of Commissioners and county staff saying thank you and farewell to the County Chairman Ronnie Ridley and District 3 Commissioner John Daniel during the monthly commission meeting on Tuesday. Both men may be part of a work session later this month, but Tuesday was most likely the last meeting in which the men shall cast a vote for county business. Ridley was selected by members of the Harrelson County Board of Commissioners to serve as interim chairman in February of 2019 to complete the unexpired term of Alan Poole. Ridley ran unopposed in a special election the following month and has been county chairman since. Ridley lost his bid for re-election to Brian Walker in May of this year. Walker will take over as chairman in January. Daniel did not seek re-election for his District 3 seat in 2024, choosing instead to run for sheriff. He was defeated by the incumbent Stacey Williams. Eddie Ivey won the Republican primary for this seat in May of 2024 and was unchallenged in the general election. He will be sworn into office in January. City of Temple hosting its annual Christmas parade, festival, and tree lighting on Thursday. Parade takes place at 5 o'clock in downtown Temple. Festival takes place from 5 till 7 in downtown. Hot chocolate, cookies, hot dogs, s'mores, visit with Santa Claus, and more. That event features musical performances by all five Temple Cluster schools, and the tree lighting takes place in front of the library at 7 o'clock. And the Carrollton Rotary Club hosting their annual Share the Warmth event in the First Baptist Church of Carrollton Fellowship Hall this coming Saturday. The event, 9 a.m. till noon, provides winter clothing to those in need in our community. FBC is partnering with the Rotary Club by providing breakfast and coffee and a kids' craft corner. I'm Colin Worthington.